might be on drugs. There goes Afghanistan. Sandra Bullock says there's no sex tape, you think? And Los Angeles considering a three-day work week for state officials. Ooh, it's getting bad out there on the left coast. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. From the left to the right and everywhere in between, we have a lot of fun on this show. We like to zig and zag, as we call it. It's the best water cooler buzz around. So if you were cruising around in your SUV or your electric car and you happen to tune in and you hear this broad talking on the radio instead of the spaceship guy, stay for a while. We think you'll enjoy it. Plus, you can throw in your 2 cents. This is a conversation, after all. 800-259-5791. You didn't even have to beg me for the digits. I just give them out right at the top. How about that? Sadly, though, the miners on my mind all day long. And I told this story on a previous show how I'd been in a couple mines and felt so overwhelmingly claustrophobic, could not believe what so many have done to make a living and love doing it, love their job, work hard. Their father did it, their grandfather did it, and so on. It's really a legacy job, whether it's in West Virginia or Kentucky or in Utah or wherever it might be. But the sad thing that now has happened, in light of the 25 that are dead and 4 missing, they're hoping for these miracles, is the fact that, yes, we knew it was the methane gas that rocked basically that mine so badly they could not go back into it. And it's, the by the way, the worst mining disaster we've had since 84. This part I didn't know. I knew there was violations. I didn't realize, and everybody was scrambling to find this out earlier in the day, every news organization, big and small, from, you know, Toledo to New York, 600 violations. And this is the key: in less than a year and a half. And what were some of the violations for? Some of them for not properly ventilating methane. It takes a spark, and then it's going to explode. And truly, that's probably what happened there. Right now, there's still that recovery phase. So now the owner of Massey Energy, who's such a powerful guy, I mean, mega connections politically, all about the bottom line, the big profits, but has been sitting on piles of safety and environmental violations. And the damage, really, the damage is for all of those widows, for all of those sons who now don't have a father, and daughters who won't be dancing at the daughter-father dance when they're 16, at least not with their father. And that's the sad truth of this. It's the human loss here. It's the casualties. And mine safety has really, so many mines in this country do such a good job on that front. They take so many precautions. But here's the key. You got to spend money. You got to spend the big bucks, not putting as much in your pocket. You got to spend more money on the safety. And there are many mines that are very safe, that do everything they can to protect the people who work underground. You have to say that Massey Energy has a bullseye on its back, and a lot of this has to do with their own lack of stepping up to the plate and fixing the things that were wrong. Last year alone, this upper Big Branch had 495 violations, right? You know how much in fines? Almost $912,000 in fines. But this is the key. They weren't worried about that. Production tripled. Wow. How sad is that? Oh, just awful. President Obama threw in his 2 cents on his thoughts for the families who lost these miners and then the search to find others. Here's what he said earlier in the day.
I want to send my deepest condolences, our thoughts and prayers to the families and the friends of the workers who lost their lives after an explosion took place in a West Virginia mine yesterday. At this moment, there are still people missing. There are rescue teams that are searching tirelessly and courageously to find them. I spoke with Governor Manchin of West Virginia last night and told him that the federal government stands ready to offer whatever assistance is needed in this rescue effort. So I would ask for the faithful who gathered here this morning, pray for the safe return of the missing, the men and women who put their lives on the line to save them, and the souls of those who've been lost in this tragic accident. May they rest in peace, and may their families find comfort in the hard days ahead.
Here's what I hope. I hope they're able to nail the CEO for Massey Energy to the wall if, in fact, in these investigations, they can prove that they were negligent and knew they were negligent. There now is a rumor floating around that two supervisors were fired because they said the conveyor belt problems are just too much. So this is the deal, emphasizing the production, getting the money, not doing the safety thing. Here's what happens afterwards. Don Blankenship, who's the CEO, you know, he's going to come before the cameras. They're asking, a lot of people are asking questions, wondering why this, why that. And what he said is, look, we have a history of doing whatever we can to ensure the quality of life here underground, basically, of putting innovative things in, like installing steps in place of ladders, putting protective cages on underground cars that run underground, even though the government doesn't really require them. And we prove that we run safer coal mines. Sometimes accidents happen. We've got to figure out what happened here. And this is the problem. The serious violations seem to be directed at, with the high number, that they might have been aware of some of the conditions that were going on that were right for this to happen, like the two supervisors who were fired. Why were they fired? Were they aware of the dangers? They saw the dangers there and then were shown the door. So, you know, and to be fair, Massey is contesting 36% of all of the things that I said to you, you know, all the violations, which is a crazy amount, and they've been doing that since 2007. And this is the thing we mentioned before. Here's an interesting statistic. Overall, U.S. mine operators contest about 27%. Now, if they challenge the violations, it can enable them to basically stave off some of the heavier punishments that can rain down on them, especially if you're a repeat offender. So we hope that some of the missing miners turn up and they've got the oxygen, because some of the oxygen was found that it was carried out. So let's hope that there are some people are alive in this situation. But it's not looking good, my friends. We'll talk more about the mine and some of the things that I found out during the day. Plus, coming up this hour, the blunder of the day. Man, this will set your hair on fire. And every single one of you listening to this show, every single one of you, I don't care if you have 5 cents in your pocket or 5 million, you can relate to the blunder. That's coming up in our last segment. Coming up next, though, what do you do when you're executive and you're out of work? What about volunteering? There's a great organization I found out about a couple of weeks ago. We're going to have the executive director on, Jeremy Gregg of Executives in Action. Stay with us. Interesting stuff on the flip side.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
So who is the NBA All-Star forward who broke a bone in his face? I don't know that anyone's going to be able to nail down that question. We'll tell you coming up on America Tonight. Hey, hey, Kate, swinging for the fences. Oh, am I glad baseball is back. We're going to talk some baseball, too, and sports shorts. Also, how about this? The court ruling against the FCC on net neutrality. What does it all mean? Bad timing, probably, for our technical maestro, Matt Johnson, as he was getting ready to put up his blog. I know! They're booing in Minneapolis. Not good, and we gave them so much Red Bull beforehand. All right, without further ado, he's in our green room, our virtual green room. We're going to usher him in. What do you do when you're an executive? And, you know, when you're an executive for a big company, a medium-sized company, you're crazed. You're thinking of a million things. You're running around all over the place. You're responsible for XYZ employees. What if all of a sudden you're out of a job? Then what do you do with yourself? How about, volunteering and helping other people? So anyway, there's a great organization that I found out about through a couple of friends the last couple of weeks, and it's called Executives in Action. And the executive director for EIA, Jeremy Gregg, joins us now here on ATN. Hey, Jeremy, how are you?
I'm great, Kate. Thanks so much for inviting me on.
First of all, that's a big title. What does it mean? What is Executives in Action?
Well, in brief, what Executives in Action is it's a community of executives who, during their time of transition, have decided to dedicate themselves to helping local nonprofits while also helping themselves. These are people who have an average of 15 to 20 years of management experience out in the business sector. Many of them have volunteered, but quite a few have never volunteered a day in their life. And what they're doing through Executives in Action is they are volunteering not in the very important work of the mission of these nonprofits. So they're not putting soup in soup bowls, tutoring kids. They're coming in as a business executive, using the skills they've amassed over the past 20 years to improve the businesses of the nonprofits where they're working. So, for example, CFOs are coming in, helping nonprofits revise their financials. Marketing officers are coming in, helping nonprofits come up with better ways to raise money. So they're coming in as a business leader, using their skills a couple days a week to help a nonprofit.
Which I would imagine has to really be something the nonprofits need, because a lot of times, and I know because I've helped people in different areas, and I've watched organizations crumble, or they have a great heart, Jeremy. They have the right mission and all that sort of thing, but they have no business acumen, and they just can't keep it together, or they're not getting the dollars to where they need it. And so I would imagine you match up somebody with the kind of business brain, the right kind of business brain, with some of these nonprofits, and they have to see things take off. Is that what you're seeing happen?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, that's exactly what we were responding to in 2008 when we first came up with the idea. Actually, it was Chris and Ashley Kleinert, our founders. And what they looked at was they saw a world in which there really were two pressing problems. On one hand, we had unemployment, which was rising. In October of 2008, when they first met with me to talk about the idea, you know, as you probably recall, we were right in the middle of really realizing where the economy was going. The election was in full swing, and we saw unemployment skyrocketing. And we especially saw it skyrocketing among people that we all knew that had very successful careers, and for no fault of their own, their company downsized and they were laid off. So on one side, we saw this problem of incredible unemployment. On the other side, we saw an incredible number of great nonprofits, which, just like you're saying, are very good at doing the very basic services that they're chartered to do, feeding the hungry, taking care of children, healing the sick. But in difficult times, they are very strapped for cash, and they do not have the ability to manage the organizations, to plan for the next step of the organization, to focus on raising money to sustain the organization. So we saw these two problems, unemployment on one side and decreasing funds to nonprofits on the other. And we thought, there must be a way to make these two problems a solution for each other. And that's how we got to Executives in Action.
So how do you find the nonprofits? How do you pick through, or how do they find you? How does that work?
Well, we're based in North Texas, where there's about 9,000 nonprofits just in the North Texas area. And there are about 1.5 million nonprofits across the country. One of the things people don't realize is that the nonprofit sector occupies an enormous percentage of the community and the economy. The estimates are that between 8 and 10% of the economy actually flows through the nonprofit sector. Now, that includes places like hospitals and universities, but that also includes a lot of places like the neighborhood soup kitchen, Boys and Girls Clubs, and other organizations. So in terms of the organizations that are out there, there are an extraordinary number of great organizations that we reached out to. We actually were started through another great organization called the Center for Nonprofit Management here in Dallas. We sent out one email to the 450 member organizations of the Center for Nonprofit Management saying, would you like to have access to a out-of-work executive to help you build your capacity? Within 48 hours, 120 of those 450 nonprofits asked for support. So it's really not been a problem at all finding the nonprofits that needed the help. The larger issue in the beginning was finding the executives. We wanted to focus, for a number of reasons, on people who were very qualified business leaders who had the skill set necessary to really impact a nonprofit. And in the beginning, there was some hesitation on their part. You know, if you've been very successful in your career, you know, you've been making plenty of money for 30 years, you are at the top of your game, suddenly you're laid off for the economy. In some ways, the last thing you think about is giving your work away for free. These are people who are, again, top of their game, business leaders, highly skilled folks, and for them, the idea of volunteering comes almost out of the blue. At the same time, volunteering is usually related to what we all know about volunteering, where it's the very basic services of serving as a tutor for a child, which is a wonderful, wonderful thing for someone to do, but doesn't really capitalize on the skills of somebody who's been the CEO of a very large company, or someone who's been a controller for a Fortune 500 company. If that person can come in, and instead of helping stuff envelopes, if instead they can say, you know, I am actually really good at strategy, what if I help you do that? So when we are able to help those executives say, what is the skill that you want to be hired for in your next job? And how can we use that skill to help a nonprofit? It comes to them as a revelation. And once we overcome that initial hesitation, what I'll tell you is that it's astounding what happens in the lives of these people. We've placed about 130 people to work just in the North Texas area in the last year. Of those 130 people, several dozen have found jobs, and the research that the exit surveys we've had have shown that they have said the number one reason they got their next job was their work through Executives in Action. And the reason for that is pretty simple. It wasn't that we were out there drumming the street trying to find jobs for them. It's that they had the very best answer to the question of what have you been doing since you lost your job? And instead of saying, I've been going to networking meetings, I'm working on my LinkedIn profile and all those things, which is important to go and do,
right.
They've been able to say, I've been working at the local domestic violence shelter, and I've been helping them revise their financials so that they can have increased profitability over the coming years. And it's a great way for these people to demonstrate their character and their integrity as well as their skill set during their job search.
Mm. Would you recommend that to other people? I mean, people are listening to us in Connecticut and in Illinois and Florida and all over the United States.
Oh, absolutely.
Would you recommend it to people listening saying, oh, what?
It's one of these things that I think, you know, the role that Executive Action plays is we're a very important third party helping to match people with talents, coming up with their core competencies and matching them. But there's no reason that this can't be done in every city across the country without Executives in Action. We're happy to expand and to help. But what we're facing now is when nearly 10% of our country wants to work and can't find a job, well, that's 10% of our country that can roll up their sleeves and help a local nonprofit. Now, some of those people might have the skill necessary to help with the kids, to help distribute the food,
sure.
To help maybe run the museum. But there are some who have a real business acumen, who have the ability to help a nonprofit. So I would encourage people who are unemployed or people who are retired or even people who are still working but are looking for something more to do with their skills is think about what you really are good at. Don't just think about giving back very generically and saying, well, I guess I'll adopt a family in the holiday season, or I guess I'll show up once a month and play basketball with some kids. That's wonderful to do.
Mm-hmm.
But if your real talents are in the business sector and where you're really great at building a business, well, nonprofits need that. Nonprofits are businesses. Nonprofits definitely have to show a margin at the end of the year, mm-hmm. no margin, no mission.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is that they really need that sophisticated business acumen, and that's the last thing they can afford. So I would encourage anyone who is looking, especially those who are unemployed, this is a great way for you to use your skills, stay fresh, while also making a huge contribution that adds a lot of value to your life.
Yeah, we're out of time, but how many did you say nonprofits across the country?
There are over 1.4 million nonprofits across the country, all of which need our help today. And Executives in Action wants to find a way to help as many as we can.
Wow, no kidding. So check it out, folks. If you're listening, go to executivesinaction.org. I think Jeremy makes a great point. It also looks better on your resume. He's right. And what a difference maker you could be for some of these charities who would really need your help. Jeremy, thank you. Hang with us, everybody. Coming up on the flip side, we're talking about net neutrality.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FDP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FDP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world? Call right now at 877-552-5206. The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on. Call right now at 877-552-5206. MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology with a glove that is so unique, we are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now.
877-552-5206.
For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or
call right now at 877-552-5206.
For this limited radio promotion.
Make your hands go.
Wow!
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Want more money when it comes to the internet. That's why all of this brouhaha over the regulations. A federal court threw the future of internet regs and probably U.S. broadband expansion plans into that serious question mark land that I hate so much. And this is because they came up with a decision that went against the FCC. In a nutshell, not to belabor you with the gory details of it. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia ruled that the FCC lacks authority to require broadband providers to give equal treatment, ready? Equal treatment to all internet traffic flowing over their networks. So for guys like Comcast, for that corporation, which is the biggest cable company, don't get me started on Comcast. Oh. Anyway, it's a huge win for them. They were challenging the FCC's, authority or right to impose network neutrality on broadband providers. But what does it all mean to you and me and the future of the internet? And that is the key thing that we want to talk about here. And who better to have on than our pal Scott Fox? You know, I can't even believe we could get him on such short notice. He's the author of E. Rich's 2.0 Next Generation Online Marketing Strategies. We always love to pick his brain when it comes to business or anything about the internet. But I was sure that he would probably have a seat at Dancing with the Stars or he'd be off in Beverly Hills somewhere. We were lucky enough to get him on the show. Hey, Scott, how are you?
I can't. You're right. I had to swap my Dancing with the Stars tickets to be here.
Oh, we're so glad you did that. You didn't really miss anything, so don't worry about it. This is a big deal. You and I have talked about net neutrality lately a couple of the times that you've been on with us. But let's for everybody listening that says, who cares? What does it mean? What are you talking about? Why is this so important to the little guy?
Well, I think that internet access is rapidly becoming something that a lot of folks can't live without. And even if you're not online every day like somebody like me is, you're seeing more and more email, you know, you're trading pictures of your grandkids, you're doing some shopping, whatever it is. And what net neutrality is a dispute over what gets priority on the internet. And I think that where we are today, I wasn't alive 100 years ago, but I'm thinking back to like when electricity arrived. You know, the internet is increasingly like a utility. And if you found out that somebody was going to regulate how much electricity you got into your house and when you could prioritize your TV versus your microwave oven or your lamps, that might upset you. And I think that we're rapidly reaching a day when internet access is becoming almost as important as that electric utility.
Oh, yeah. You know, in all fields, but in the field of broadcasting, I give you a great example. People are doing webcasting now. I mean, there's internet radio shows, and I still think the old-fashioned way, or I'll call it terrestrial radio, will always be big. But what you can add to it with the internet and with the web shows and ultimately where we're headed with all of this, and I think in all fields across the board, it will affect daily life. And you think of all the entrepreneurs out there, and I would have to think young entrepreneurs, people not necessarily young, but people just coming up with fabulous ideas, and they don't like to see this because, you know, this kind of clips your wings, I think, don't you?
Yeah, and you know, we can even tie it into the other big tech story of the week, which is the release of the Apple iPad.
Ooh.
The Apple iPad isn't much without its Wi-Fi connectivity and, you know, that broadband connection. And the jobs being created and the excitement around that product affects the economy, and the broadband world that we're all moving into, like it or not, is really a cornerstone of job growth in America these days.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No kidding. Hey, you've got something going on. I want to talk about it. You sent me a note about this, that you're doing another kind of charity thing. Basically, you explained to me, and I'll let you tell the story, but you're handing out scholarships, not just to, like, Tori Spelling, but to people who really need it for your I'm sure you're friends with her, but you're handing out these scholarships to, you know, your Click Millionaires private coaching deal, and it's for people who are unemployed. So this is good. This ties into what I was talking about previous. You know, what do you do with high numbers of unemployed people? What do? They're pounding the pavement looking for things, clever ways to come up with jobs, or they're entrepreneurs and they're frustrated. So explain that.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I'm with you as usual on all that, and I think that one of the big challenges these days is for folks to adapt. And if you are unemployed these days, I recommend retraining for the internet. And clickmillionaires.com is my private coaching community, as you mentioned, based on my books and stuff. And we've got members there from all over the world, and there's enough people there now working on building their own businesses and so forth that I wanted to reinvest some of our success. And so we're offering scholarships to folks who are unemployed and wondering what is next. And if they come to scottfox.com, there's a blog post about that. And they can basically apply just by leaving a comment on my blog saying, hey, I'm unemployed and I would like to learn more about the internet, and I want to let a half dozen of those folks in over the next couple of weeks to do what we can anyway to help prepare people for the broadband future that we were just talking about.
Yeah, Scott, what if somebody, you know, there still are dinosaurs out there. What if you absolutely don't have a web page, don't know how to navigate on the internet? I mean, are you just DOA when you're looking for a job anymore?
Well, it depends on the job, right? As you mentioned a minute ago about radio, terrestrial radio is always going to be here, but digital, all the digital stuff is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So if you're happy working in a non-tech field, and almost everything is tech-affected these days, then that's fine. But, the opportunities, the growth opportunities, if you want to make big money or if you want to have the opportunity to control your own schedule and be more independent, you're probably going to be more entrepreneurial or something involved in technology. It's where the sexy thing, you know, we all wanted to maybe, I don't know, be rock stars a couple of decades ago, and these days, the tech world is where it's at.
Boy, isn't that the truth? It is. You know, the old jokes about, oh, that guy's a geek, a tech, or whatever, that doesn't apply anymore. I mean, not at all. The more you know, the better.
That's right. It's revenge of the nerds.
It is revenge of the nerds. There's no question about that. Well, we'll see what happens now, because this is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, you know, we're talking about, I mentioned the court when this U.S. court ruling against it. So this certainly isn't the end of the story, but it is the appeals court for the District of Columbia. And as I said, this is, you know, hey, if you're Comcast, you're loving this because now they have even more chips in the game. I mean, what don't they own anymore? It's crazy. Comcast has gotten so big, but hey, good for them for looking down the road and realizing what they needed to do to just gobble it all up, and now it'll be up to them, basically. When we're talking about broadband, they'll be able to, you know, they'll be able to decide basically about what's flowing over their networks anyway, right?
Yeah, that's right. Well, at least we'll see what happens in the appeal. But, you know, you can understand their point of view. They're business people and they invested a lot to build these networks. And so they kind of want to control what traffic runs on them. It's hard not to sympathize with that. But then us average consumers say, well, I got to get to Amazon to, you know, to buy that new book for my school project or whatever. And why can't I get on? You know, and those two tensions, that's the tension that the courts are wrestling with here. And I think both sides have some arguments. But without neutrality, it's going to be harder and harder for the average person to really take advantage of the net, because you're just not sure what the government is going to do or what these corporations might do without some government intervention. And it's a tough balance. It's a tough balance.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, so everybody, the people that are listening that are unemployed, they can go to your website, they can apply, and you'll pick some people for those scholarships that can be part of the Click Millionaires.
Yeah, that'd be great. Over at scottfox.com. I'd love to meet anybody that needs a boost. We're doing what we can. And thanks for having me on. And net neutrality is an interesting issue. I'm sure we'll talk about it again as it advances.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, when you see Tori Spelling, tell her I said hi.
<That'll do.
Thanks, Scott. I appreciate it. I'm just kidding. Thanks, Scott. He's so funny. He's a great guy. And, you know, it's interesting. The FCC chairman is saying that, you know, you look at these rules, and he's right. He's saying rules are needed to prevent phone and cable companies from using their control over that internet access that Scott and I were just talking about to favor some online content and some of the services over others. And that's, you know, I can give you an example. I was reading about this today. And this actually centers on this. It happened in 2007. And what happened was there was an online file sharing service. It was called BitTorrent, and it allowed users to swap big files like movies over the internet. But now that's going to, trust me, there's going to be ramifications here. So public interest groups are up in arms because of this ruling. It's much broader than just that one little BitTorrent situation. And what it does is it undercuts the FCC's ability to prevent broadband providers like Comcast from being the gatekeepers for what is and isn't going to be out there for online services. You know, that potentially includes internet phone programs and even the software that runs in a web browser. So the repercussions of this are gigantic. No question about it. And anybody, I mean, the serious implications for massive national broadband plans, definitely, that the FCC was talking about. And everybody was breathing a big, I know I was, breathing a big sigh of relief thinking, oh, finally, open internet, baby. Keep it open. Keep it open. The benefits of broadband for everybody, much better. And now, you know, you have to think about this. What about the service in some of the rural areas? Some of you might be listening to me there, or some of the poor rural areas where you do need it. In almost every walk of life, it's hard to get away from the internet and how you use the internet and what you need the internet for. So, I mean, this is a big win for Comcast, and this is brutal for the rest of us, certainly. And they took a nick out of the FCC, and I think they put an axe in some of our backs, to be certain. Coming up on the flip side, the big bad blunder of the day. You won't want to miss this. Hang with us, everybody, here on America Tonight.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant 20%.
$25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Are you prepared, or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's T-A-C-TownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products, and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TacTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years' experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Raise your hand if you're going to be watching the Masters at some point in the next couple of days. You know, you have these special infrared glasses where you can see the hands across America. I see lots of them going up. Seriously, the Tiger Woods controversy only helps the ratings for CBS once, if he makes the cut, and then they go into the weekend. It's not going to hurt the Golf Channel. It's not going to hurt anybody connected to golf. And he's going to be fine with the 90 guards around him. The security, I heard, is just tighter than a drum, which it always is at Augusta. You know, somebody like me, I would watch anyway. But people that normally could care less, watching a bunch of people chasing around, you know, a golf ball and on these pristine target greens trying to hit them, you know, and a lot of people would think it's too boring. A lot of people think that golf is boring to watch, even if they play it. But I guarantee the curiosity factor is so high for this deal with Woods coming back that their viewership, it may be the biggest of all time, might be the biggest. In fact, I'm going to say I don't even know what the numbers are going to be, but they're going to be not Super Bowl numbers, but they're going to be pretty, pretty big. It is time for the blunder of the day. I just could not believe it when I heard this story early this morning. I did a double take and went and checked on it to make sure that I wasn't in a fog, having not had my coffee. But check this out. How would you feel about flying an airline where you had to pay $45 for your carry-on bag? No joke, Spirit Airlines is going to charge up to $45 starting August 1st. So, personal things like a purse, a laptop, anything that would fit under the seat, which there's not a lot that fits under the seat, but anything that fits under the seat would be free. Everything else, you know, you could have a medium-sized bag. You could have one of those little things that you pull, you know, a pull bag. You're going to pay $45 for it. So Spirit, the first airline to charge passengers for carry-ons, it starts August 1st. I think they're really trying to test people's patience. I think they're trying to go out of business because I truly believe that they better be charging nothing for the tickets. And I know people that have flown Spirit Airline. My mother has flown Spirit Airline. They started to fly out of Atlantic City, not very far from Philadelphia, and they were flying a lot to Florida, different Florida cities, and it was a good airline, I guess, when they started, cheap prices, but, you know, didn't feel like you were on a cattle car when you were flying down there, and a lot of people in South Jersey and in Philly and even in New York were heading down to Atlantic City to jump on the flights there. So now with this charge for the carry-on, it's $45, by the way, if you pay it at the gate. You could pay $30 in advance. And I just don't think, I think people are sick of paying for everything. I mean, you are nickeled and dimed by these airlines. And now to have to pay for your overhead, it's going to get to the point where, and especially if other airlines adopt this, where we're just going to fly with layers of clothes. And that's it. We're going to have to watch, because if they have an obesity policy and we have too many layers on, they might boot us or weigh us. But nobody, especially you have families, you see the kids and they have their little wheeler things. They have their little bags, but they're not going to fit right underneath the seat. And to have to charge for all of that. Now, the CEO, Ben Baldanza, is saying that fewer carry-on bags are going to help get the planes emptied faster. So the idea is to get customers to pay for the individual things they want while keeping the base fare low. So now they have to make a choice. It's up to you. We want to empty this plane fast, so we're going to charge people $45. Maybe they won't try to stuff everything in the overheads. And they're going to, you have to pay for your bag anyway when you fly. So they'll have to pay for that and they'll just have to take less things on like, magazines or, but even with a computer, if you have a briefcase, a lot of briefcases wouldn't fit right. And the way computers are made, even laptops, you can't be banging that sucker around. So I'm going to say that Spirit Airlines is making a huge blunder here. The CEO and all of his cronies, Ben Baldanza, you, my friends, are going to the America Tonight dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yes. Here's the thing about Spirit. I mean, they're already tacking on tons of add-on fees. They put you, when you book the ticket through the website, it's $16 per round-trip ticket. And the only way you don't pay that is if you buy the ticket at the airport, you buy it at the counter. They've got 150 daily flights, so that's 1/20 as many as American Airlines and the regional guys offer. So it's 150 flights. So fewer than two dozen planes, so smaller, right? They're a minor player, but it's an airline that started to make a lot of money, and a lot of the people, especially in the Northeast, started to fly them. So with these add-ons and the carry-ons and all that sort of stuff, I got to think this is going to dissuade some people, because you start to add up, okay, $16 to get the ticket on the internet, and then I got to pay for the overhead for stuffing my carry-on and the overhead for the privilege of that, and I have a checked bag, and yeah, pretty soon it's going to add up to what an American or Delta or any other airline would be, or United rather, what any other airline would be, and I think they would lose out unless those fares are, even with the add-ons, are so incredibly cheap. But I've heard they're pretty much almost up to what everybody else is if you check around. So not good, my friends. Matt, what do you think of that? You got to pay $40, and I hope everybody else doesn't have this same policy eventually. $45 for a carry-on. That's ridiculous.
That's hitting me right in the pocket, because that's all I do. I never check a bag. I always carry on, because I hate
going to baggage claim. I just can't stand doing it.
It's awful. I know. At a lot of airports, it takes forever. And then you got somebody picking you up, and they're circling around over
right.
and over and over again, burning much gas.
I just like grabbing my bag, getting off the plane, and going and being ready to go. And so if I'm flying with someone else, like, I don't know, a couple buddies or my sister, for instance, who checks bags, it irritates me because then you got to sit there and wait around for them the whole time. So this is, I think it's a terrible policy, and it's just trying to get money back from the people who are doing the carry-on and not checking the bags.
That's what I think, too. I think that he's full of it, and I think the reason they're doing it is not, oh, we're trying to empty the planes faster, they could care less. I don't think it's about that one bit. And first of all, if as everybody knows, is it like a wild madhouse rush to grab your bag when you're getting off a plane? If I timed it, it takes no time. And if you have to take extra time, people just sit and wait. But really, people jam off of those planes. They get off so fast. I mean, people are in such a rush that usually they're helping other people get their stuff down from the overhead. So he's right. I'm not buying that. It's just that they want to make sure they get money from you somehow, some way. Okay, so you don't want to check the bag? Then we're going to make you pay $45 for that carry-on. And then, hey, if you have a decent-sized carry-on and a bag you're checking, then you're really stuck because you're going to get it on both ends, so it's going to hurt those people. And they're the people especially that will say, forget it. I don't need this. I'll go fly another airline. It'll be better for me anyway. One other quick note. This could have been the blunder of the day, but that one was just too good. Two women were arrested at a British airport. Why? On suspicion of trying to smuggle a dead relative onto a flight that was headed to Germany. A 91-year-old man was pushing a wheelchair through Liverpool's John Lennon Airport. He was wearing sunglasses, almost like that Weekend at Bernie. Remember that movie, Weekend at Bernie?
I was just thinking that exact same thing.
I like worked at a radio station. I think I was like 21 years old or however old I was. That was a while ago. That's an old movie. And we were giving out free tickets to that thing. I remember that. And I actually saw that movie. So it is like Weekend at Bernie's, wearing the sunglasses and going through, and when they were checking in, the staff got a little suspicious, and they wouldn't let him board the plane, so they were started to ask for ID. Excuse me, sir, you know, can we have ID? And they realized the guy was dead. So the two women, one was 41, one was 66, they were arrested on suspicion of failing to give notification of death. By the way, the cause of death not known in this case. Giving new meaning to even the dead can fly if only you have ID. I don't know.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it.